Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO, founder, president, chief cook, and bottle washer for S3 Productions. We are a small one-man internet multimedia broadcasting company, and I'm opening up a new channel on Blog Talk Radio. I call it Storytelling with a Technical Heart. My other side of my other channel is S3 Production, and I'm opening up a new channel, a new way, because I found for a couple reasons. Number one, sometimes I just couldn't do two shows in one day due to the limitations. So now I have the capability of doing two shows a day. Also, I have found in the 1 year I've been doing this, it's been quite successful, and I want to say thank you for S3 Productions, and I'm not going to give that up. I've also found that everybody has a story to tell, and sometimes they just want to tell a story. I'm trying to reach out. One of my main goals, I plan on doing this with this channel also, is I have three main audiences. One is high school kids and trying to get them used to working in the real world. My second one is veterans, because being a vet myself, I'm a retired OSCS, Senior Chief Operations Specialist, 28 years in the Navy and Navy Reserves. I retired in 2001. And I found all these vets have a story to tell about something. It may not be political. I rather hope it's not. But they all have a story about some favorite place, some favorite time. And I want to share those stories because I think they're fast going away. My third outreach, and I'm sort of starting this, is the field of autism. I have a grandson who has a challenge, and unfortunately, I have two challenges. One, he's 1,200 miles away. Two, I'm grandpa. And how do I, as grandpa, relate to my grandson who has some form of autism? I do not claim to be the expert. I'm looking for those experts to tell a story. My goal is not to stir up controversy or anything else. My point of this channel is to tell a story. Sometimes I have a story to tell, other times other people do. Give me a little bit about myself. In my real life, the one that pays all my bills, I'm now starting my 12th year teaching high school. I'm a high school shop teacher. I teach electronics and computers. I love my job, but there's enough frustrations in that job. I could tell stories about that, but I'm not going to. Not right now. I'm sort of giving an introduction of my philosophy, my outlook on life, making sure this works, that everything goes well. In my other career is I'm also on the board of directors for LatinoGraduate.net, a web broadcasting video production company serving primarily the Latino community, and with my partner, great friend and mentor, Armando Sancha and Jose Luis. We reach 3 million people through web broadcasting and podcasting. And I've had some chance to meet some really cool people. So that's my third life. In my second life, I do podcasting, multimedia. And I have a great time doing it. I've met some really cool people. I've done some really wonderful things. I'm sitting in my studio right now looking at my flag. Just came back from the Ronald Reagan Music Museum in Simi Valley. I'm in the process right now trying to get a hold of Naval Operations Center, Support Center Whidbey, out of Washington, because they found have parts of my first ship, the USS Chicago, on display. And so I want to mail my flag up there to see if I can get pictures taken with it. I have two U.S. flags that I fly literally all over the country, and one of them is getting ready to go overseas to the Philippines because I have a very close friend who lives there. That's a whole other story unto itself. I've met a lot of people who just want a place to tell their side of the story because they don't ever get a chance. And I have found that everybody has a story to tell. So I'm opening up this channel because if you want to tell a story, here's the place. When I interview people, I like to tell people my style of interviewing, especially veterans, is just think of two vets having a cup of coffee somewhere telling stories. That's all I ask. Just tell stories. Please don't be derogatory. Please no profanity. And we just tell a story. And I find that people open up and they'll just share. And some of these things are just really, really funny. Some of them are sad. But everybody has a story to tell. One of the other things I try to do is I try to take high school kids and give them a chance to reach out to the world. I teach a technology class. I want them to use that technology. I want them to broadcast either their artwork, their musical talent, their singing talent, their journalistic talent. I put on shows for the theater department using my techie guys to do all the tech stuff. There's more to life and education than sitting in a classroom, reading a book, and taking A, B, C, or D. That's a whole story unto itself that I'll share at a later point in time. I invite all to listen, but my main function is, I want people to tell a story about something in their life that's important. I have two grandsons, both live in Texas, and grandpa's stories. They're 3 years old and 1 year old, so I'm hopefully in the year I'll have a whole bunch of grandpa stories, flag flying stories. S3 Productions, by the way, will still be there. S3 Productions is still there. I have a show with Dan Lewis, who's very big in the exploring computer science curriculum in California. I'll be talking to him on Saturday. I'm trying to set up a show with USS Iowa. The beauty of podcasting is I can do this over the phone. I can do this in person. I have one show I'm going to try and do. I did back in August at the Niles Canyon Railroad, and I'm trying to edit and then rebroadcast it. That's a whole new experiment, and I want to try that on this channel because I don't want to interfere with what's already established. I want to be able to try something new. And part of what I really love to do is trying things that are new. Just trying things that are new, because the beauty of this is if it doesn't work, you hit the delete button, and it never happened. Anyway, you can reach me on my email at oscssw@verizon.net, oscssw@juno.com. You can reach me through Facebook at www.facebook.com/S3Productions1. You can reach me through that. You can reach me through Blog Talk Radio. What I'd like to do is I publish shows through my Facebook page, then I send them out to the different groups I belong to, and I firmly believe this, that word of mouth is the best way to broadcast. I am a one-man outfit, so I do have limitations. And I do teach high school, so my life is sort of complicated, but that's okay. I do this because this supplies my creative juices. This supplies the refocusing, the technology, the creativity that sometimes school doesn't. I look at my wall right now. I've got pictures from my flag being at the Pat Museum, a former student of mine holding his Emmy Award. Del Barrio, the gentleman in Chicago trying to give back. Marilyn Monroe statue in Palm Springs. A variety of things, places I've been, people I've met. Different displays, artwork, student artwork. And there's a huge story to tell. And that's what I want to do. So anyway, with that in mind, just a brief introduction of who I am, what I'm trying to do. Making sure that everything works, just testing things out. You can also join me on S3 Production on Blog Talk Radio. I have about 52 shows, and I'm so happy I finally reached 1,000 listens. You can reach me on that one. You can reach me on this. The call-in number for this station is 646-478-3950. 646-478-3950. You can reach me through email. If you're a vet, I'd love to hear your story regardless of where you're from. The content of this show, even though it's called Storytelling with a Technical Heart, is storytelling. Love to hear from you. And with that, just a very brief introduction of what I wanted to talk about. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to share with you. And with that, I'd like to say thank you. Good luck to you. Have a wonderful day. And goodbye. Thank you.